Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live here, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Joseph Erdo and Greg Isaac, and we are doing 1001 Ways to Die in SEA.
Yes.
SEA.
Very good. And we think we're up to number 52.
Number 52, and of course, as a summary, the first one was... With pirates out there, sadly.
Real pirates.
And that's a true deal, what's going on
these
days. Very strange.
And we're just
going
to keep playing this song over and over again throughout the whole show.
There we go.
And fake pirates. And
fake pirates? Well, who are fake pirates?
Pirates of the Caribbean with the eye patches.
Oh, they aren't real? I love that movie, those series. Okay. Well, they're real.
Well, and then,
Johnny
of course,
Depp
we had sharks. We had icebergs. We had, what are some of the other ones?
Romaine.
Storm.
Lettuce. Icebergs.
Romaine.
Yes. Romaine. Yep.
I've got my lettuce.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Let me see that.
Wow, that's very a nice salad. Nice. Where'd you get it?
From home.
Nicely done.
Very good. Very good.
Last week he had the giant anaconda sub.
Oh, Anaconda? Yeah. That's a movie, too?
Technically, in some parts of water.
Right,
I only
right.
eat the meat out of that one.
Yeah.
And
and Flipper.
Right. Well,
and Moby Dick.
And, of course, you could be mauled by a tiger.
Yes.
Yeah. And
so,
that's Greg's question.
This is Greg's question from Life of Pi, second best movie of last year, by the way.
So who's seen Life of Pi?
Eric?
It was my Christmas card, remember?
I didn't see it.
I remember that. You were Santa Claus.
Yeah, we didn't like it. We didn't see it.
Okay. Well, so you don't want
I saw I didn't see Life of Pi. I saw the Christmas card was fine.
Oh, you saw the Christmas card.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just had a slice of pie.
Did
I
you
didn't
see
have
Life of Pi?
No.
You didn't?
No.
You can't lie.
It's boring.
Oh, okay.
It's not boring. Okay. Whatever.
Who should I pass this off to? I'm going to pass it off right away because I haven't seen it.
Wish I would have
seen it either.
Me neither.
You never saw it, so we're all in the same boat.
I'm going,
same boat.
No, I think I'll do Dave again because I don't know if his luck of guessing will keep rolling. I'm going to do a 6-pointer.
6 points.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
What is this about? Pumpkin pie or my favorite coconut cream pie?
Well, the song was Pie's Lullaby.
What?
Pie's Lullaby was the song, and
Pie's Lullaby.
Yes. Yeah, yes, yeah. And so in Life of Pi, Suraj Sharma plays a young man who survives a disaster at sea and is cast away on a lifeboat with a Bengal tiger. What was that tiger's name? A. Ang Lee. B. Richard Parker. C. It was never referred to anything except the tiger.
B. Yes. I answered before I even.
Yes, Richard Parker.
I saw that movie.
Wait, whoa.
Is
he
that's part
to
of it.
Like
no,
that?
It's poker. It's a bluff.
Oh, I would have given it to Eric.
No.
Because no one would have guessed Richard Parker was a tiger.
What? It wasn't a bad movie either.
It was a wonderful movie.
All right, I'm up
12. I thought you did see it. That's why. But then
it's bluffing. This is like poker. You're allowed to bluff.
Wait, ask
right?
Eric the question so I would have known if I would have when he's off the phone. Yeah.
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 The tiger's name.
I can multitask.
The tiger's name in Life of Pi. Was it Ang Lee, Richard Parker?
Ang Lee was the director.
Or was it Richard Parker? Or was never referred to anything other than the tiger?
C.
Oh, you
would have. No.
All right. I get it.
It was Richard Parker.
I got it.
That's really his name.
Because, Eric, I actually saw the movie. I bluffed.
He lied.
Like in poker. No, I bluffed. There's a difference.
He lied.
No, in poker, you don't lie.
Yeah,
you bluff.
That's not bluffing. That's lying.
No,
yeah,
that's bluffing.
That's a straight out lie, right?
So, what's
there.
The score now? 12?
The score is 11. It's 11.
I had.
You had 5. And now this was for 6.
3. Okay.
Yeah,
11.
So three, and then
I'm still
11,
shut
1 to 0.
No, Eric's got 2.
2.
Yes, and Greg
is still
got
shut
zero.
Out. But like last week, I'm just going to play it till the end, and then I'm just going to storm in.
Is that funny? Confession. I answered before you said C. Richard Parker. That was so. If you saw the movie, you'd have to remember that.
Yeah,
and I thought you did see it because I remember on a previous show
I just saw
talking
it again,
about
too.
It. But then I'm thinking, okay, maybe not. I should have gone with Eric on that one.
Yeah, he would never have gotten that one.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing that, you know, that last week you were in this kind of same position. You were winning, but not by this much.
This is overwhelming. What do I have again?
Well,
11?
Because I can put 11. More points out there. We'll be fine.
So we'll see. It's anyone's game.
Hey, I'm good at bluffing, aren't I?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, here shortly we will have on Roy Paul, Program Director of the Maritime Piracy Humanitarian Response Program. You know, because of course in Captain Phillips, that's a big issue is that, you know, the response time and all that and how, you know, they respond to threats of piracy, right?
No doubt. Yeah, I was amazed. I don't want to spoil the movie, but there was some response, lack of response.
Yeah. So let's talk. What do you think about, you know, piracy? Did you have any general thoughts on the topic?
Well, I did. And something I want to ask Roy is when he's on the phone. But I was curious why they don't have armed guards on these ships. That's my first, like, obvious question.
It's against the rules for these companies to arm their employees.
Oh, is that right? Oh,
I guess
that's
so.
That's what I heard. I saw that on some Discovery Channel thing.
You would think that they should have, I mean, especially if this is problem as big as this.
I know, and it's just like five guys in a little tiny boat taking over a tanker.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And it was four guys only.
All they had was water, and one of them didn't work. These little squirt guns.
How did they even get on the ship?
They had a big ladder.
A big ladder, yeah, they hooked it.
But none of that would happen. One guy with one gun, there's no way these pirates could get on.
And Tom
no
Hanks'
way.
Character tries really hard. He shoots him with a flare gun, yeah.
And he missed.
Yeah. Yeah, twice.
Unlike where Billy Zane in the movie, what was that movie with Billy Zane and Nicole Kidman?
Billy Zane and Nicole Kidman?
Yeah, it was...
I don't know.
It was in the ocean. This one guy took over a yacht. Billy Zane took over the yacht, and okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Oh, Greg, look at look up Nicole Kidman, and I'll look up.
Yeah. So let's bring on Roy Paul. Thank you so much for joining us today on Breakthrough Entertainment. Roy, are you? Great. We have a little bit of slight delay here, so bear with us.
Roy is calling from England.
Yes, from the UK.
Very cool. Nice.
Yes. So first of all, Roy, have you seen the movie Captain Phillips yet?
No. Yes, it's released in the UK this weekend. This week, sorry.
Okay.
It was the preview at the film festival that launched the British Film Festival this year, but I've not yet been able to see it.
Okay, and so tell us a little bit about real piracy. I know you did a couple reports on piracy, so what are some general findings that you found on piracy?
Yeah, we're happy that this film has been made and been released, and what we're trying to say to people is remember there is a real Captain Phillips, and more importantly, there is a Mrs. Phillips and his family as well, and that's true for all the crew. At the moment, as we speak, there are nearly 60 people still being held by Somalian pirates, being held for ransom. Unfortunately, in those cases, they're not working with companies which are as professional and as caring as NES was with the Alabama. And in fact, their owners generally have abandoned them because the vessels have been lost, have either been sunk or they've been beached. And therefore, the owners are no longer negotiating, and these people are still stuck there.
And Roy, this is Dave Isaac. Quick question: you had an End Piracy Now petition back, I think, in 2010, and you had, I think, quite a few signatures, like a million. Has that helped at all with this problem of piracy?
Yeah, I mean, what was important about that petition was that most of the million people signing it were actually serving seafarers. And obviously they are the people that are most affected. That was handed over then to the International Maritime Organization, who then set up various groups. And then it ultimately was passed on to the United Nations, who set up a contact group on piracy. And they've been working very hard over the last two or three years trying to find a solution that can end the piracy problem in Somalia.
And Roy, let me ask you another question. With these ships that are exposed to piracy, do any of them have armed guards, or is that not permitted? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, the international law of the sea is quite chaotic, really, because it depends on what flag the ship is carrying, which nationality is the owner, what nationality is the crew, as to what rules apply. But the industry in about 2007 responded. They brought out the best management practice, which is a guide to seafarers on how to protect their ship using things like fire hoses and barbed wire, extra lookouts and things like that. And then there is a growing supply now of private armed guards. And many of the big operators are using those private armed guards. We're hearing today, I'm not going to confirm it myself yet, but 2 days ago there was another attack off Somalia on a very large oil tanker, and that attack was stopped because they had armed guards on board. That's what we're hearing today. So yes, there is a growing use of those, but what we're also discovering this week again, we've had some contact with some companies or some seafarers. companies are now saying, oh, well, piracy's over, and therefore we can save the expense of employing armed guards. And so they're starting to take the armed guards off. So I think the fact yesterday may change their attitude.
One of the things that that I've heard consistently from people who have seen Captain Phillips the movie is, you know, as tense as the movie is, the thing that really sticks with them is Tom Hanks's performance at the end of the movie, how he's got this trauma from this experience. Can you tell us about the long-term effects that these victims, the seafarers and their families, what did you discover about the long-term effects?
Well, the long-term effects we're still working with. I mean, most of these effects that happened within the last 3 or 4 years. Now, from what we're finding, the majority of seafarers who went through that trauma, remembering some of them were held for maybe 1,000 days, and maybe 3 years they were held, is that they're fairly resilient people. For most of them are going back to sea or are already back at sea working. But we are aware that there are some of them who haven't had proper help. Now, we know from Captain Phillips, obviously, that when he returned home, he got the proper assistance, the proper help, the proper medical care, paid for by his company, and then was able to recover. We are working with seafarers who have not been treated so well by their company, and have been left on their own. And now, a year, 18 months on, we are finding people who are...
Right. Now, finally, is there anything that people can do to make a difference? You know, is there anything that we can do here, you know, in the U.S. or in the U.K. to help end piracy, just help the situation, make things better?
Yeah, I think we've got to keep it. It's a difficult thing. We've got to keep it in the public mind. But then we mustn't be sort of giving the impression that there's ready money available to pay these people. You know, we call them pirates. We have a romantic image of what a pirate is. But really, they are armed criminals, and it is organized crime that's taking part. And therefore, it's a problem that the governments, and certainly the US, are leading in that, along with the EU and the UK government, to try and make Somalia a better place so that the people don't have to turn to crime. So, of course, we can never excuse poverty as being a reason for them to turn to armed crime. That's never a reason to do that. And so really just keeping it in your mind, remembering, you know, that everybody needs seafarers. 90% of the world's trade is carried by sea. And if we forget about the crew and the Captain Phillips and all the other people in the industry, then we run the risk of bringing the world to a grinding halt. You know, without the seafarers, the world would stop as we know it. It's important for the public to keep remembering seafarers, and especially those at the moment who are held by fire.
Right, and I believe that anyone who sees Captain Phillips will definitely have a newfound respect for these seafarers, and you know, these are definitely brave individuals who go out there and risk their lives essentially to keep the world, you know, running smoothly. So, you know, Roy, I want to thank you again, Roy Paul. Thank you so much for joining us here on Breakthrough Entertainment to share some of your insight on this.
Yeah, thank you very much. I mean, Tom himself in his news reports has praised the seafarers that he sailed with. Remembering he spent a few weeks on board the ship filming, and he was very impressed with the crew that he worked with. And so that's a good thing also that it's helped raise the profile.
Well, thank you so much, Roy, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon, and keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed.
All right, you're more than welcome. Well, let's take a quick break.
We got a question.
Oh, we got a question. By the way, President Obama did authorize use of force to help Captain Phillips.
Oh, right.
That is a true story.
Well, and you know, another part, we didn't talk about this from the film, and I didn't know if this was an appropriate question to ask that guest, Roy. But you know, just the idea, and they bring it up in Captain Phillips, that these Somali pirates do this. This is like business for them.
Yeah,
you
it
know,
is.
He says, maybe you can make money doing something else in America. He says, but this is what he does.
Yeah.
You know, you're either a fisherman and you make nothing, or you do this. You're a pirate.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. So there's a lot of different, you know, there's depth to this movie, a lot of other things that we could talk about. But all right, so this question, who are we up to now?
I get the question.
It's your
What's
question.
What's the score? I love hearing it.
11 points for you. Eric's got 2. Greg's got 0. So the movie, and I think you'll like this movie.
Is this the song called Wipeout?
No. The song is Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival. The movie is, and I think this is number 60, The Way to Die, number 60, by Alien. Battleship.
Oh.
Battleship. Did you see Battleship?
Oh. Yeah.
You did see Battleship.
Is that with Liam Neeson?
Neeson.
Was Liam Neeson in the movie?
He was, yeah. Absolutely.
So do you want to take...
I'll keep it.
You're going to keep it for one
keep
point.
Keep it.
Okay. In Battleship, a fleet of ships is forced to do battle, imagine that, with an armada of unknown origins, a.k.a. aliens, in order to discover and thwart their destructive goals. What is discovered to be the aliens' biggest weakness? A, sunlight. B, music. C, sugar.
A.
And you get a point.
Yes. Wow, 12. 12 2,
points.
0.
He's
I'm just kicking.
He's never had 12 points, has he?
This is unbelievable.
No, not in my life.
Wow, that's amazing. So very
Did
good.
Did you share the questions with him before the
no,
show?
No, I didn't. But
No, just, I saw the must, movies finally.
He must be a fan of this genre.
And I love this song, too.
Yeah?
Craig, what's the name of it? You don't even know that. What's going on here? I would have given you some of my points. All right.
No worry, I'll catch you anyways.
I don't think so. But this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offer in compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions.
real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is the Love Boat. I used to watch that all the time. Of course, we're here at 1480 AM Studios, KPHX, Breakthrough Entertainment. Dave Isaac alongside Joseph Erdo, Greg Isaac. I love that one. Captain, what was his name? Captain Stubing?
I have no idea. That's
I forgot his name. And Julie was entertainment director, and you had Isaac as one of the guys.
And
on
Ginger?
Ginger. No, that was Professor, too.
Oh.
No, that was Gilligan's Island. But the Love Boat, Eric, you must have seen that Love Boat many times.
Not many.
Oh, but some.
I saw maybe one or two.
Really? I used to watch that all the time. And then Bridget loved Bernie. I watched TV back
Gopher.
Then. Which one?
There was a guy on it called Gopher.
And how about Mary Tyler Moore show?
I used to watch that show.
Yeah, all these shows were right there Saturday night on your local stations. Okay.
Well, another one of the 1,001 ways to die.
On a cruise ship?
That too, but you know, by love
sliced in half on a ghost ship.
Ghost ship, there you go.
Oh, yeah. What
that
was
song
the name?
Is from Ghost Ship.
I have to check that name out with Nicole Kidman.
Careful. Okay, well, don't.
Yeah,
just in case this
now it's Eric's turn.
This is Eric's turn, but he might defer it to you. Ghost Ship, but it sounds like you've seen Ghost Ship, so do you want to take the point or do you want to defer it for a chance to win more?
Have you guys seen it?
No, and I'm being honest.
Yes, and I'm
I'm going to give it to Greg.
Right. Ooh, and how many points?
I didn't see it. I was kidding.
I don't know. This is tricky because sometimes your fake questions are so obvious.
But the Richard Parker one, I didn't know either. I was shocked.
Yeah, that was shocking.
Let's see.
The tiger's name, Richard Parker.
Who named the tiger?
The little man that was on
little
the
man.
Boat with
little
him.
Little man.
Right?
Yes, yeah.
Little man Chase.
The name of Richard Parker.
Oh, Richard Parker.
I'm going to take the point.
Okay.
Oh, come on now. I'm getting excited
on.
There.
Come
because
on.
Every time he asks, you know, he throws out those fake answers.
All right.
Oh, man. All right. Well, making fun of my questions. All right. In Ghost Ship, and by the way, that was the Love Boat theme, and yes, it was played in Ghost Ship. And so question number, Ways to Die number 75 is by Ghost.
Yes.
In Ghost Ship, a salvage crew discovers a long-lost 1962 passenger ship floating lifeless in a remote region of the Bering Sea and notices that they prepare to tow it back to land, supernatural occurrences in addition to the corpses of another salvage crew. What do they find on the ship? A. Gold. B. The remains of what appears to have been an elephant. Or C. Twinkies. Lots and lots of Twinkies.
See, now, if I had given that to you, you would have got it.
What would you have said?
Elephant.
Yeah, probably gold.
No, elephant.
What are you going to say?
Gold.
Yes, he gets a point.
Oh, nicely done.
Would you really have said elephant?
An elephant?
Yeah, probably Twinkies.
Twinkies?
I probably would have said Twinkies. A collector's item these days.
I got a lot to do during the week. I have to try to be creative with this to entertain myself.
Frozen's got your too much attention.
Yes, he certainly does. All right, so the score now, Eric's got 3, Greg's got 0, Dave, you've got 12.
I have 12.
But I can still catch up.
Can catch up.
And that's what's going to happen on the next question.
Here's the movie, Dead Calm. Ever see it?
No.
No.
Yes.
Nice, right?
Yeah, that was with Sam Neill and Redhead. What's her name?
Nicole Kidman and
those are like
your buddy Billy Zane.
Yeah, that's right. He was in it too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good.
Well, let's even if Greg can't win today, I'm sure that he'll be excited with this next topic. It's Machete Kills. Machete Kills.
Yes.
And of course, our listeners of our Thursday show heard our my exclusive sit-down interview with the star, Danny Trejo.
Nice.
I got to meet him. Really nice guy. Really interesting interview. And just like he was so down to earth,
What was his midlife crisis?
I don't know. Well,
isn't he an ex-con?
Yes, he is an ex-con. Oh. I was scared to death because I wanted to ask him about that, and I did ask him about that. And you can hear the interview on breakradioshow.com. Click on articles, and or you can also listen to it in the archive as well. It's in two different places. But I was scared to death to ask him that, and he kind of looked at me a little bit weird and kind of grunted a little bit. And then he answered. He answered really.
What
nice.
Did you ask?
I asked him, what he's learned from, being an ex-con and how that's changed his life. How's that made him
The thing
a
is with Danny as well, though, is that was so long ago because he doesn't look anything like it, but he's almost 70. He turned 70 next year in 2014. But it was basically in his 20s
And he's made like 250-something movies.
Yeah.
Wow. Did he pull out a pocket knife when you asked him that question?
I was scared to ask him that. Because he's a rough looking guy.
Wow!
But it was a really inspirational answer because I said he's an inspiration for other people who've maybe done things wrong in their younger years, and look at him, he's a big action star now. Mm-hmm.
Well, you no need to be scared if you brought your watch duck.
Yes, I'm sure. That, right. Well, anyway, so Danny Trejo reprises his role as an anti-hero who this time is recruited by the U.S. government to battle his way through Mexico, in order to take down an arms dealer, Mel Gibson, who looks to launch a weapon into space. Tell us some of the other actors in this movie. I know that you're a fan of
Carlos.
Yes, Carlos Estevez.
You know, it's funny. The ad says, the trailer says, introducing Carlos Estevez.
Yes. Yeah. And that, of course, who is that?
Charlie Sheen, of course. Yeah,
Mr.
absolutely.
Anger Management.
Playing Mr. President, Lady Gaga, Antonio Banderas.
He changed his name?
Jr.
Charlie Sheen?
He did. Vanessa Hudgens, Alexa Vega. And, of course, Damien Bashir, who I love in Weeds, and Amber Heard,
Sophia Vergara,
and her friends, Michelle Rodriguez, and her one eye, just amazing.
Yes, yes. And, so the huge cast in this.
First one had a great cast as well, led by Richard De Niro.
Yeah, yeah.
Michelle Rodriguez is also an ex-con.
Robert. Robert De Niro.
Yeah, Dave, it's an inside joke.
Yes. I know.
No, you don't.
Richard Parker.
So you like the first Machete, right?
I loved it.
Yeah. I did
people
too.
Gotta remember not to take it extremely
out.
Seriously.
You 6 minutes, out of Machete? I left.
Steven Seagal.
I left. How about you, Eric? I left after 6 minutes.
I didn't even go that far.
Really? You left after 3 minutes?
I didn't even watch the beginning.
And I left another movie after like 20 seconds. It was Bruno. Ever see it?
I love Bruno. It's hilarious.
Come on, I like Sasha.
Yeah, Sasha's great.
Well, Bruno's his other character Bruno's was funny. Cool, but I said, what? I'm not watching this. And
it
I
was
like,
hilarious.
That wasn't one of his better ones. But, yeah,
it wasn't as good as Borat.
Right, but it was
Borat was good.
Yeah. It was better good. It was funny. Ali G was really good, yeah.
Yeah, Ali G was good.
But as far as Machete, I was a big fan of the first one. I was an even bigger fan of the trailer from Grindhouse. Grindhouse is one of my favorite motion picture mm-hmm. events. Can't just call it a movie because
Kurt Russell is pretty scary in that.
Death Proof.
Death Proof, yes, yeah. And, of course, Planet Terror as well.
I didn't like that.
You didn't like Planet Terror? I love Planet Terror.
Which one was the Kurt Russell one?
That was Death Proof.
That's a good one. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, I liked them both.
No, they were both good. Yeah. But Kurt Russell was scary.
The whole Eli Roth trailer, I remember Thanksgiving or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait till he actually makes that. And Hobo with a Shotgun, they made a movie mm-hmm. out of that as well.
I started watching that. No.
Mm-hmm. No, the movie wasn't that good. But, so I loved Grindhouse. I actually got to visit Troublemaker Studios, by the way, Robert Rodriguez's studio.
Very
so
cool.
Watching Machete Kills was, really cool to see,
his
set.
And of course, Robert and Danny Trejo, second cousins.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. So Robert Rodriguez was a great guy. I got to interview him. Again, if you get a chance to visit Troublemaker Studios, if you're a movie fan, mm-hmm. it's like visiting Disney World.
Really?
Yeah. So
absolutely. Don't find out you lose your job.
Right. That's very true. And but of course, Machete Kills, I was really looking forward to it, right? Well, no, at first glance, it looks like it's going to be just as much fun as its 2010 predecessor, if not even more so, right?
Uh-huh.
No. This is a big thumbs down. This is a horrible, horrible movie.
What? Charlie Sheen's in it. You couldn't guess that?
I like Anger Management. I can't stand 2.5
did
men.
Did you tell that guy in front of him you hated the movie?
The guy in front of him, what?
And
Danny Trejo? Yeah. No, I didn't.
And then he got shanked.
yeah. Scary. But this was this doesn't have the social commentary that the first movie did. Because I love the
Right.
Social Commentary, the first one. And the first one was also extremely wild. Now, there's a trailer for the next one. I asked Danny Trejo, will this movie actually be made? And he kind of looked around like he doesn't know if he can actually tell me. I assume that they're actually going to try to make it.
The third one.
It's Machete Kills Again in space.
Wow.
Oh, with Sandra Bullock?
Maybe.
She might make an appearance, yeah.
Keeps getting better.
Yeah, yes. Well, that one actually sounds fun because it's just so far out there. If you're going to go far out there, then go way out. No?
I mean, I don't know. I never watched the first Machete.
Yeah, Machete.
Because it looks so silly.
It's silly.
It was hilarious.
And gory.
It was great.
Well, yeah, that's what I like about it. I love these gimmick-type movies and everything. You know, but this movie's just really convoluted.
Hmm.
It's so convoluted, really complex. I had no idea what was going on.
Really?
For a movie that is like a joke, gimmick-type movie, it has, you know, why make it so complicated? So, I don't know. But there was a lot of great actors in it.
Yeah,
anytime you have a chance to look at Alexa
Mel
Vega
Gibson?
With very little clothes on.
Yeah.
Alexa Vega? Who's that? Was that a car?
What?
Yeah. Alexa Vega's a car, right?
No.
Oh.
She's an actress.
She's grown up nice.
She has.
Yeah.
What did she play in? Spy Kids.
She's in Spy Kids.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah, I got a chance to talk to her.
She's about our age.
Yeah, she's our
years
age. I got a chance to interview her a few years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like trying to figure out how I was going to ask her out.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I didn't because she's actually married to some like big rock star or something.
Do I have a file here I need to play?
No.
Maybe you'll be.
Guess what? There's good pickings in this one because Vanessa Hudgens, she's pretty good. Not up to Alexa Vega standard, but then, you know, Michelle Rodriguez, but Sofia Vergara. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How about this one?
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's nice. Mm-hmm. How about this? Mm-hmm. I think, Eric, what do you think of this? That Joseph is going to be Alexa Vega's midlife crisis.
I hope so.
Good for you if that's the case.
That's what I think.
Well, anyway, thumbs down for Machete Kills.
Oh,
I am sorry.
Yay.
I really think that you're not going to like it, Greg.
You really
I
do?
Really think that
yeah,
you're not
going to
like it.
Yeah, don't waste your time or money.
Yeah. So, you know, Grindhouse Cinema, briefly, Dave, any favorite Grindhouse Cinemas from, you know, years past?
I don't know what a Grindhouse Cinema is. What is it?
It's like gimmick-type movies.
B-movies.
Yeah, B-movies.
Oh.
Exploitation films.
Yes, yeah. Like what?
Something About Debbie or something.
Something About Debbie.
Okay, just kidding.
In Dallas?
Yeah. I can't
Debbie
remember that one.
Something in Dallas.
Yeah. No, give me some examples.
What, Rubber?
I haven't seen it.
No.
I don't know why you brought that up, but go ahead.
No. Yeah. All right, whatever.
No, give me some more. Come on. You're just kidding on that one, though.
No, I'm not. That was about a telepathic tire.
I saw Flubber. A what?
A telepathic tire.
Tire?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Who do you hang out with? Okay, give me some more.
I just mentioned, like, Planet Terror and...
And then, no, keep going. I'll
Dolomite.
Get one. Who, which one?
Does Dolomite count?
Yeah.
Oh, like, the
Shaft?
Oh, the...
Black Shaft?
The Naked movies.
Black Dynamite?
What's it called?
Black Dynamite?
No, the...
Or is it Dynamite?
With O.J. Simpson, the Naked movies. What's
it called? Gun?
Naked Gun. Is that it?
No, those aren't...
No, that's not... No.
Oh, I like those.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway, let's move on from there because it's like Going Nowhere. All right. So
yeah, I saw that one, Going Nowhere. I did like it.
Phenomenal film.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yes. Well, yeah. Greg, this question is for you.
Why not me?
Because this is great.
Well, it might go to you.
Of course, no. Way to Die on the Ocean number. What are we up to? 81.
Yeah.
Yeah.
81. Is by Speed.
Speed.
Yeah, Speed 2.
Speed 2.
Cruise control. Yes.
The greatest movie ever made.
Well, the question that's going to take us into our break is Can Get It If You Really Want It by Jimmy Cliff. So do you want a chance? Do you want 1 point or do you want...
How many points does Dave have?
Dave 12. Has 12 points
right now.
How many
does Eric have?
Eric's got 3. And you've got 0, just a reminder.
All right.
Shut out.
We got a shut out. I'm going to go 15 points for Dave.
15 points for
15
Dave.
15 for Dave.
Okay.
What does that mean? If I lose 15,
I gain 15.
He'll gain 15.
And then I'll be in the lead.
Right. So
these better
you'd
not,
have to gain
wait,
more than
these
15.
Answers better not be dumb, though.
Sorry. All right. In Speed 2 Cruise Control, Willem Dafoe plays a computer hacker who breaks into the computer system of the Seabourn Legend cruise liner and sets it speeding on a collision course into a gigantic oil tanker. What was Willem Dafoe's character's motivation behind his actions? A. He used to work for the cruise line. He wants to take revenge against it after getting fired and getting sick from copper poisoning. B. He was once a passenger on the cruise line. He wants to take revenge against it after getting sick from a bad batch of shrimp and being refused a refund. C. He's a terrorist. He doesn't need any motivation other than to promote evil. What are you going to say?
B.
The bad shrimp?
Shrimp?
Really? Greg gets 15 points.
Yes.
The
excitement in his eyes.
Yes. Yes,
did
I'm back.
Did you do that purposely?
Yeah, I felt bad for the kid.
Sure.
No, he didn't do it on purpose. He thought it was a crazy story because the movie did not come anywhere near the original Speed, which was one of the better action movies like around.
Well, right now you're in second place then because Greg has got 15 points.
It would have been a wipeout if I got 15 points.
Right.
Yeah, but it's still anyone's game.
It's anyone's game.
Well, actually, either mine or Eric's game. It will be.
Well, I'm going for 20, and I'm going to give it to Dave.
Yeah, there we go.
Shrimp.
I know. That's how they're going to win that.
He had some bad shrimp.
Yes.
Willem Dafoe.
So. Oh, darn it. He was good in, what's it called?
With
Charlie Sheen.
Boondock Saints.
No, the original Charlie Sheen movie. You know, Vietnam.
I know, yeah.
What's it?
Troop. Name.
No, what's it called?
Forget.
Oh,
but I loved him in Boondocks.
Like, all right, movie, nonetheless.
No Charlie Sheen.
All right, we'll find out when we come back from this break. We're going to be back in a few minutes. This is Breakthrough Entertainment, live 1480 AM, KPHX. Whoa, love that song. Come on, Joseph, you usually sing it. And this is our own Joseph Erdo singing. You can get it if you really want it. And you want a midlife crisis, don't give you hamburger, give you steak. And we'll be right back. Persecution, you must fear. Win and lose, you've got to get your share.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, Scottsdale. We know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph Erdo and Greg Isaac. And we're wrapping up our contest. Greg's in the lead with 15 points. I'm second, 12. Eric has 3.
Yes. So, of course,
final bonus round coming up.
But I know the strategy now. It's to hand you, pass you off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, about shrimp.
Well, now it's a different type for our bonus question now. And, of course, there's still, even after this, there's still a chance for anyone to win. So we've got news or false, and we've got our final question as well.
Oh, forgot.
So, of course, I already did this question over the break for Dave and Greg. But, Eric, now's your chance to answer. I already have their answers. Okay? Now, first of all, I'm not going to tell you the name of the movie. And the that's why it said title withheld on the file there. But
I was wondering about that.
Right. So how many points do you want to gamble? You only have 3. So how many of those 3 do you want to gamble?
Let's go for broke. All of them.
All right.
A little high roller there. Look at that.
So the question, and by the way, Dave gambled 5 points, and Greg gambled 12. Okay?
Oh.
So the question... The movie is Boat Trip. What Academy Award-winning actor starred in Boat Trip, a romantic comedy in which two straight men mistakenly end up on a gays-only cruise? Name of the actor.
Academy Award-winning?
Yes.
Male or female?
I can't tell you that.
Would you have said actress if it was a female?
I might have.
Because I know female actors don't like to be called actresses.
I would have said actress. I do that.
I'll give you a hint. 90 miles off Florida.
Well, okay. You don't know?
Yeah, you know what? I saw like 10 minutes of the movie and turned it off, but I'm going to go with George Clooney.
Wow.
No, 90 miles off Florida.
Well, they both got the answer right. It is Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, yeah, I don't consider him really an Academy Award.
So, Eric, you've got 0 points.
Sure. Oh, no. The points.
Wow.
I only bet 5.
The guy was in one good movie, hasn't done anything great since. I don't consider him an Academy Award winner.
Snow Dogs was amazing, man. Come on now.
Oh, you interviewed him?
I interviewed him in person. He was wearing basically his boxers.
Oh,
and it was
interesting.
It was the most like laid back interview
for Boat Trip.
He was in Jerry Maguire. He was on the Cardinals, right?
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Yeah, best player the Cardinals have ever had.
Right. All right. So it's still anyone's game, though. We got a couple of news or falses here. Okay.
Well, what's the score now?
The score, Dave, you have 17. Greg has 27.
Yes.
Eric has 0.
Sorry.
So
wow, shout out.
But Eric can still come back somehow.
He can still come back. We're going to do 5 points apiece.
Let's let him come back. Will come back because he'll at least get second.
Right, right. All right, for news or false, first question here. Bridesmaids and The Heat director Paul Feig this week revealed that he is developing a gay romantic comedy starring actor Channing Tatum. News or false?
News.
He's one of your favorite actors, so you better get this right, Dave.
Magic Mike.
Yeah, see?
News.
Eric?
I mean, Greg said that like he was very sure, like he already heard it, so well, I'm going to go news.
I could see it being something that Paul Zig would do.
I'm switching. I'm going false.
You are?
Yeah.
Why? It was news. I was just about to say that, too.
Oh.
So you don't get... So... Bye.
See, I was watching Freaks and Geeks this morning for a little bit, a show that Paul Feig was involved in, because he's very close with Judd Apatow. He's great.
Right. Yeah. By the way, SNL newcomer John Millhiser will play an everyday guy who gets involved with a much hunkier and popular guy out of his league, Channing Tatum, and basically cannot cope. So, sounds like an interesting movie.
Yeah, that should be exciting.
Yeah. So, by the way, Warner Brothers Pictures, news or false, Warner Brothers Pictures this week announced that it is developing a romantic comedy in which Wonder Woman keeps hitting the glass ceiling of the superhero world while Batman and Superman are portrayed as chauvinistic jerks.
False.
False.
News.
You get it wrong again, it's false.
Really, Dave?
Yeah.
Really? Strategy. But there is some Wonder Woman news, though, that's been out there, but not
However, Bridesmaids and the Heat director Paul Feig did pitch the project to the studio and was promptly turned down.
That's what I was thinking of.
Right, okay. Speaking of superheroes, news or false, a source at Warner Brothers Pictures this week revealed that newly crowned Bruce Wayne Ben Affleck has been courting Curb Your Enthusiasm actor Larry David to play a villain in Superman vs. Batman.
Ooh. God, that would ruin it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Larry David, but...
He's great, but yeah, not... false.
I'm going true. News.
News.
And Dave and Eric get...
just want
to
make
each.
It a little closer.
Right. And
yeah, what character is he going to be? What
speculation
villain?
Is that David would play Mr. I can't say the name, Mixipliklik.
Yeah, that one.
That little guy that has to say his name backwards, for whom he's essentially a dead ringer.
What's the score?
Huh. Not right now. All right.
Okay.
Continuing with our superhero theme, 20th Century Fox this week announced the cast of its Fantastic Four reboot. Jessica Chastain will play Sue Storm, a.k.a. Invisible Girl. Joseph Gordon-Levitt will play Johnny Storm, a.k.a. The Human Torch. George Clooney will play Reed Richards, a.k.a. Mr. Fantastic. And Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, will play Ben Grimm, a.k.a. The Thing.
False.
I smell false.
I think it's false. I don't think George Clooney would put himself in something like that.
Everyone gets those points. And let me catch up here on the paper. All right. However, Sir Royce Ronan from the host.
Lovely bones.
Kate Mara, they're testing for Sue Storm. Miles Teller will read for the role of Reed Richards, and Michael B. Jordan's name has been mentioned for Johnny Storm.
Oh, okay.
In the wake of a record-breaking $56 million opening weekend, Warner Brothers Pictures this week announced that it is developing a sequel to Gravity that will follow George Clooney's character's experience in space after having broken away from Sandra Bullock.
False.
I haven't seen it, but false.
What? Don't copy me.
I'm going false.
Everyone gets that one right as well. And, of course, you know, however, it was announced that a 7-minute short entitled Aninkang, I can't pronounce it, would be an extra on Gravity's DVD. It will deal with the ice fisherman on the other side of the radio call made by Sandra Bullock's character in the film. So that should be really exciting.
Interesting.
Here's our last question here for this round. Out promoting Captain Phillips this week, Tom Hanks officially announced that he has signed on to star in a sequel to Castaway, in which his character returns to the island in search of Wilson. When the reporter he was speaking to laughed, he assured that it is indeed true, tackling the very serious subjects of post-traumatic stress disorder and depression.
Oh, man, the way you word that.
False.
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 Okay, so you said false.
Yeah.
You said what?
I said...
He said false.
He said false.
False.
Okay, you said news? It's false. So, I have no, added comments to that. That's
this
why
is unbelievable. Dave
there.
Might get second place.
So I will.
I think I will.
I will count the points here. And
what's
just
more unbelievable is that I'm losing.
Yeah, this is a shock. Sure. Come on now.
Right. So I'm going to count the points here while we play. You know, since it's our C show, you know, 1,000 Ways to Die at C. Mm-hmm. I wanted to play an old podcast of mine. I used to do a podcast in college. And so I was having fun with it one day. I did a review of Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Mm-hmm. So... I just wanted to share it with our listeners. It's about 2 minutes long, so let's go ahead and play that.
Hello, fellow moviegoers. Welcome to the Popcorn Journal. Now, here is your host, Joey Erdo.
Meg Ryan, yes, yes.
Okay, let's review this thing. I just got back from a special pre-advanced pre-screening of what could possibly be this summer's biggest movie of the summer. Yo-ho, yo-ho, that's right. I saw Pirates of the Caribbean 2, Dead Man's Chest, and I have an early review with the scoop just for my listeners of the Popcorn Journal. Johnny Depp returns as Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean 2, Dead Man's Chest, which is kind of like Jaws meets the Squid and the Whale. This time, the action is centered around a debt that is owed to Davy Jones by Captain Jack.
Hi.
Barry? Barry?
Yeah?
I'm recording a podcast. Can you wait outside?
I need my cape.
I should be done in just a minute, okay?
I'll go to the bench.
No, just stand there by the door.
Okay.
You don't have to leave.
Okay.
Okay. Captain Jack must rely on his new friends Will Turner, Orlando Bloom, and Elizabeth Swank, Keira Knightley, to safeguard him from the evil spirits. Arr! Let me tell you, Pirates of the Caribbean 2, Dead Man's Chest is good. The acting is good. The story is good. Even the special effects are good. The whole movie is good. Who knew that a sequel to a movie based on a Disney theme park ride could be so good? My one and only qualm with the flick is Captain Jack Sparrow. I mean, I don't know how to take him seriously. He is one of those epic... appendixial characters that you don't necessarily need. I think this movie is very good, and I'm looking forward to Snakes on a Plane. I give Pirates of the Caribbean 2, Dead Man's Chest, 2 kernels. Thank you for listening to this edition of The Popcorn Journal. Okay, Barry, you can come back.
Yeah, so any little bit of...
Is Barry frozen?
Barry was my college roommate. He sat on the roof and he wore a cape. All right, so now finally our Dave's Random Enlightenment.
You went to ASU, right?
Yes, I went to ASU. Yeah, weirdo. All right, Dave's Random Enlightenment, Joseph's Pet Duck. All right.
Joseph's?
Well, yeah, because we talked about...
I hear you.
Right, well, hold on a second.
No,
Joseph will be back.
All right, Joseph's Pet...
There we go.
Joseph's Pet Duck. Yeah. My pet duck is named Frozen.
You have a duck?
Yes. He's like one of the most important things in my life.
Do you like hug him and stuff?
Of course I hug him.
And he hugs
I give
back?
Him, yes.
Tell Does he that. Like give you little kisses?
On the lips.
You did this behind my back?
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah.
Oh, so, anyway. Eric. Really? I've never heard of that, Eric.
Well, he has showered with me.
I heard about that.
Oh, yeah. Too much detail. Like, well, and Eric, you can eat after hearing that?
You even said the girls are hotter when they're made up like zombies.
They are.
How is a girl hotter when she's made up like a zombie? Do they lay eggs?
What?
I don't know what it means. Hey, Eric, what is up with the government?
Yeah, now all the other countries are laughing at us.
Right. Eric, can you say Tito Puente?
Tito Puente.
Oh! Wow. Huge deal. The girl was not in a diaper.
What?
Relays. How do you spell relief?
Yeah, that's some kinky stuff.
I like it.
The sun never shines, walking on the dark side of the moon.
Quack, 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 quack.
And I know that Frozen was
So that was the real Frozen.
No, that was me, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, but anyway, so our last question here. By the way, Greg, you're in the lead, 52 points. Dave has 37. Eric has 25.
Very good.
Anyone can steal this, though. Anyone can steal it, but they have to have the song that's going to take us into the break is Auld Lang Syne. Okay, so the movie is Poseidon, and in order to steal it, you two, you have to come up
first
with...
First one or second one?
Well, the second one, the remake. Okay, Poseidon is a luxury ocean liner, capsizes on New Year's Eve after being swamped by a rogue wave. The survivors are left to fight for survival as they attempt to escape the sinking ship. All you have to do is name any of the actors that were in the movie, any of the movie's cast members. So whoever, you know, if no one gets it, then Greg gets the points. He wins the show. But all you have to do is get one right. So go ahead, write something down. And all right, give it to me.
Did I have to wager points?
No, you didn't. Oh. All right. Eric, do you have any?
Yeah, I can't think of her name. Brunette girl that was in Phantom of the Opera. What's her name?
You have to come up with a name. I'm going to tell you right now, they didn't get the Dave said Gene Hackman. And
Gene
Greg
Hackman
said,
was in the original.
Yeah, and you said Dennis Quaid. But he's not in the movie.
And the girl you're thinking of is in another Dennis Quaid movie.
Actually, she's in it. Yeah. So if you get
I can't
this,
think of her name.
If you can think
she's
of
a cutie.
Yeah, she's definitely
also
cute.
In that Showtime show
yeah.
with
yeah.
She's a,
yeah.
William H. Macy.
Yeah. It shows a lot of good stuff.
I can't come up with
why
that
can't name. We use and the first one?
Greg gets the show.
Oh, so, Emmy Rossum.
Yeah, Emmy Rossum. So, very good. So, congratulations, Greg.
He did come back.
Okay, we're going on 10.
We got to go.
All right, we'll be right back. Real Hockey Talk.
Should old acquaintance be?
This is 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.